Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings of a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. Trapped in a mysteriously disabled submarine 250 feet below the surface of the water, Clark Kent, against the orders and better judgment of the commander, has gone through the sub's emergency escape hatch to investigate the reason for the submarine being held motionless at this great depth. Unaware that Kent is Superman, the commander is certain he has gone to his death, crushed beyond recognition by the pressure of the water. 5 minutes have passed since Kent entered the escape hatch. Commander Leeds and his first officer are standing at the submarine's control panel. The older man's lined face is pale, and his hand shakes as he passes it across his forehead.
I'm a murderer, Evans. Nothing but a murderer.
You mustn't feel that way, Commander Leeds. You say he insisted, and even when it starts to threaten him.
I know, but that's no excuse. What made me do it? Why did I agree to help him commit suicide? Why?
Your life was at stake. That's reason enough. And he was probably insane with fear. I've seen people who thought they were doomed lose their minds.
No, he was as sane as you are, Evans. The last thing he said before I closed the escape hatch was goodbye. See you soon. He joked about wearing a monsoon lung. Said he didn't look very pretty with it on. Evans, I took his life. I killed him as surely as if I'd sent a bullet through his heart. His blood is on my hands.
There's that strange scraping on the hull again, Commander. It seems to be louder now.
His blood is on my hands, Evans.
Commander, something's happening. Look at the depth gauge. We're going up.
What?
Look. 230. 220.
Yes.
210. We're rising.
Start the motors. Hurry.
Engine room. Full speed ahead. Diving officer. Surface at once.
Evans, it's true. We're free.
190. 180.
It's a miracle, Evans. A miracle.
As the submarine planes swiftly toward the surface and freedom, a strange scene is being enacted in a seemingly deserted house high on a cliff overlooking the ocean. With the almost eerie hum of what sounds like a huge dynamo in the background, Lois Lane and Perry White, handcuffed and helpless, are being held captive in a ground floor room. Their captor, a tall, well-groomed foreigner with close-cropped hair, sits opposite them. He glances at his watch, looks up, and smiles faintly.
I see you are getting impatient, Herr White. You will not have long to wait. Is there anything I can get for you, Miss Lane? A glass of wine, perhaps?
No, thank you.
All I want to know is, when does this farce end? When do you get tired of playing games?
It is hardly a game, Herr White. No game has stakes so high.
Who are you, anyway?
What difference does it make?
You know what you sound like to me. One of those dirty...
Be careful, Herr White.
Do not take insults lightly.
Oh, please, Mr. White, he's dangerous.
Ms. Lane is quite correct. I am dangerous because I am involved in dangerous business. As a matter of fact, I can see no reason for not introducing myself to you. You will never be able to tell anyone in this world that you have met me. My name is Dr. Deutsch.
I thought so.
What did you think?
He didn't think anything, did you, Mr. White?
You have heard of me, Herr White?
No, but I know your kind, Deutsch. And if you think you can get anywhere in this country, you're crazy. This isn't France or Belgium or Finland. This is America. We like our freedom, and we're going to keep it in spite of rats like you.
Dare you? You will suffer for this, as no man has ever suffered before.
Mr. White, please don't say any more.
He has already said too much.
Yeah, doctor.
Hans, I want you to meet the editor of the great Daily Planet newspaper, Herr White. He has just insulted me, Hans. Thanks. That will come later. He may be of use to us. In the meantime, I want you to make him suffer for the insult. You understand?
Yeah. Very well.
Take him away.
Oh, no, please. He didn't mean it.
Lois, don't plead with the swine. They don't dare touch me.
Be searching. Take him away.
You don't
please
have
don't
to drag me. I'll go. But remember this, Deutsch. It doesn't matter what you do with me. There are 100 million more like me in this country, and every one of them hates you and the things you represent.
House!
Now remember that, Joyce.
House!
Every East American in this country hates.
Too bad he's such a fool, Herr Wyatt.
What are you going to do to him?
He will get what he deserves.
But he's not a young man. He's not strong. You're liable to kill him.
That, Miss Lane, is the least.
You're a fiend. Nothing but a fiend.
Those are very unpleasant words, Miss Lane. I would advise you not to use them again. I am extremely sensitive.
Why are you holding us here? What have we done to you?
You have attempted to interfere with my plans. Nothing can do that.
You must believe me. We were lost. All we wanted were direction.
Nothing this fast, Miss Lane. You and Herr Weiss did not come here by accident. You knew somehow that we planned to get our hands on the Grayson submarine.
What?
Your
what?
Innocence is not very convincing, Miss Lane. Tell me, how did you know?
We didn't know. I swear to you we didn't.
You lie. But it doesn't matter. We have the submarine. She lies at anchor in a hidden cove nearby. Shortly, then we have disposed of some other interferers on another submarine, including your friend Clark Kent. You will sail the Grayson ship across the ocean to where it belongs. And you, I think, will have the honor of sailing with
us. No, you can't do that.
Why? The power has gone off.
Hunt! Yeah, Doctor.
The power is off. Fire is off.
It might be soon and coming.
And fire will be support to the captain. Sail him.
Jawohl.
I'm sorry to have to tell you, Miss Lane, that the submarine carrying Herr Kent has escaped our trap. Under the circumstances, I think it wise to sail at once. You and Herr Wyatt will accompany us. In case of difficulty, it will be well for us to have two Americans on board.
No, I won't go with you.
You have one of two choices, Miss Lane. Either you will accompany us willingly alive, or you will remain behind dead. You see that clock on the mantelpiece? It's about to strike the hour. You must decide before it finishes striking.
With Lois forced to make a decision that will mean disaster in one way or another, the situation looks desperate. Meanwhile, Commander Lead Submarine, having escaped the trap, is back at the naval base. Clark Kent has been given up for lost. The tragic news travels like wildfire. But even as giant presses pour extras into the street, a strange figure wheels above the city of Metropolis in curious flight. Red cloaks streaming in the night wind, powerful muscles rippling beneath the taut material of his blue costume, Superman hovers over the Daily Planet building, his sharp eyes piercing the darkness. Suddenly, like some giant bird, he plummets to earth, lands on a side street, and steps back into the shadow of a doorway. In a moment, he has assumed the guise of Clark Kent, meek, soft-voiced reporter, and waits as slow, dejected footsteps approach up the street.
Jimmy.
Oh.
Jimmy, over here.
Mr. Kent. Oh, it can't be. I'm seeing things.
Shh, Jimmy, come into the doorway.
You said you were lost. Dad, I heard it on the radio.
Yes, I know. I want everyone to believe I'm lost.
But why did they say it? I was going to quit my job. I didn't want to be a copy boy or a reporter or anything else if you were gone.
I got it tops, Jimmy. Now, look, we've got plenty of work to do, so buck up.
Okay, Mr. Kent. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, no gladder than I am to see you. I've been waiting hours for you to come out of the Daily Planet building. Is Mr. White still in his office?
Gosh, no. That's another thing, Mr. Kent. Lois and Mr. White left for the naval base the minute they heard you were trapped on that submarine.
Oh?
That was at 6 o'clock.
It's after 10. They're probably at the base now.
No, they never got there.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. White's secretary has been calling the naval base every 10 minutes since 8 o'clock. But they never arrived.
That's funny.
Say, what's this all about, Mr. Kent? What happened on that submarine?
It's too long a story to tell you now, Jimmy.
I know most of it. The Grayson submarine went down on a test dive and got stuck at 350 feet. Then another submarine went down after it and got stuck, too. Were you really on that second submarine?
Yes, but neither of them got stuck. They were trapped.
Trapped? Deep in the ocean? What trapped them?
Huge steel nets that closed around them. The Grayson submarine was dragged away before anyone could help it, but the ship I was on got free of the net.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, who put the nets down there? And why?
That's what we have to find out, Jimmy. Who's behind this? The reason for trapping the Grayson sub is pretty obvious. Someone wants to copy its design.
You mean foreign agents?
That's right. Now look, Jimmy, we're wasting time. I want you to go back to the office and stay there all night if necessary. Try to contact Mr. White and tell him I'm safe, but tell him not to repeat it to a soul. If the people behind all this are as smart as I think they are, they probably knew I was on the second submarine and have heard over the radio that I've been given up for lost. All right, now let's leave it that way. They won't be looking for a dead man. You understand?
Uh-huh. Gosh, you're smart.
Well, let's see how smart I am. All right, get going. I'll contact you if I need anything. So long.
So long, Mr. Kent. Good luck.
I hope he can reach Mr. White before he gets too worried. Funny about their not having gotten to the naval base. I probably had a flat or ran out of gas. I think the only thing for me to do is fly along the coast. That missing submarine must be in the water somewhere. I'll find it.
As Superman, if I have to circle the globe. Up! Up! And away!
Somewhere, the Grayson submarine, pride of America's undersea craft, is in the murderous hands of agents hostile to the democracies of the world. With Lois Lane, Perry White, its designer and its crew prisoners on board, the sleek steel craft is even now plowing its way out to sea. Can Superman, even with all his amazing powers, find it in the vast darkness of the ocean, or is it destined to fall into the hands of the enemies of peace? There's excitement and danger ahead. Don't miss it.
Don't forget. Tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.